guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, The one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel to our beautiful silsila, which is regarding our role models. And alhamdulillah, in this beautiful silsila, in every episode, we speak regarding a personality, a wali of Allah ta'ala, a nabi of Allah ta'ala, or a sahabi. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we try to seek lessons from their seerat, from their biography, and we try to implement it in our lives. This is the main purpose of this program. So we must make intention. The viewers of Madani channel should make intention. I should make intention myself. Whatever we learn from this episode, whatever Madani flowers we can attain, we should try to implement them practically in our life and act according to these Madani flowers, inshallah ta'ala. Because acting upon the seerat of the Sahaba Ikram, the seerat of Awliya Allah, the seerat of the pious ancestors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the key of our success. Because they are the ones who tell us the correct sunnah method of carrying out our life. They are the ones whom we should look up to. And we look up to here and there, which mislead us, which misguide us, which lead us to the path of shaitan, while we should be on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, leading us towards the path of Allah ta'ala, which will inshallah ta'ala direct us towards Jannatul Firdaus. So may Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we act upon the seerat of the Sahaba Ikram, the Awliya Allah, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah ta'ala, today we are talking about such a personality who is amongst the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the companions of the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are by definition all those who accompanied him. Even if someone accompanied him for a moment in the state of Iman, and so the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman is declared to be a Sahabi. And the Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has beautifully said, my Sahaba ikram, my companions are like the shining, glooming stars. Whichever one of them you follow, inshallah, you should reach guidance. May Allah ta'ala make us such that we follow upon the footsteps of the Sahaba ikram. So inshallah azza wa jal, the Sahabi regarding whom we will be talking today is none other than Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was one of the greatest among the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He came into the folds of Islam just 2 days after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim. His original name was Abu Amr, and it was the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who named him Abdul Rahman, meaning the servant of all merciful. Thus, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became one of the first and foremost amongst the Prophet's companions who had to suffer the terrible persecution and the hardships inflicted upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his close followers. He was one of those who participated in the first immigration to Abyssinia in the group led by Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the one who migrated. He was the one who left his homeland for the sake of deen. He traveled for the sake of deen. The Sahaba ikram, the people who were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious servants of Allah ta'ala, they would leave their hometowns, they would leave their home countries for the sake of deen, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, we do not have time. We say that we are busy doing our business, We are busy with our families. We are busy in this activity, in that activity. While the Sahaba Ikram would be ever ready to sacrifice the time, to sacrifice the home motherland, just for the sake of deen, just for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in order to propagate deen. And alhamdulillah, this sunnah of the Sahaba Ikram, this passion of the Sahaba Ikram, this tradition is alhamdulillah revived by Dawat Islami. And Dawat Islami provides Madani Khafilas with whom we can travel and act upon the sunnah of Sahaba Ikram to travel to places and places to propagate the message of Islam, to propagate the message of sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for our rectification and the rectification of the entire world. As the mission, Madani mission, given to us by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah is Mujhe apni aur sari dunya ke logon ki islah ki koshish karni hai. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And this mission can be followed upon, this mission can be carried out by the means of Madani Kafila. Let's try and be part of these Madani Kafilas with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and try for our rectification and the rectification of the entire world, and thus acting upon this beloved sunnah of the Sahaba Ikram. Along with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the other companions, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, migrated to Madinatul Munawwara as well. On reaching there, he was the guest of Sa'd ibn al-Rabiha, who was one of the richest amongst the nobles of Medina. In the spirit of generosity with which the Ansar, Muslims of Medina, greeted the Muhajireen, the immigrants of Medina, said to Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "My brother, among the people of Medina, I have the most wealth. I have 2 orchards and I have 2 wives. See which of the orchards you like and I shall vacate it for you. And which one of the 2 wives is pleasing to you, so I may divorce her and give it to you." Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu answered, "May Allah ta'ala bless you in your family and your wealth, but just show me where the market is." Reaching the market of Madinatul Munawwara, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu started trading in a humble way that became the starting point of a fabulous career of business success. Indeed, he never tasted failure in his business ventures. So much so that he once said that if he lifted a stone, he expected to find gold or silver underneath it. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the wealthiest amongst the most generous of the Prophet's companions, probably with the exception of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Indeed, his service to Islam with his wealth was not less significant than his service to Islam on the battlefield. He fought most passionately in both the battles of Badr and the battles of Uhud, where he suffered several wounds and injuries. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an amazing sahabi of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he also did business and he became one of the most wealthiest persons. But we also do business. We also trade. We also buy and sell. We also do all sorts of things. We are related to the markets. We are related to the fields of business. But what is our method? What is their method? We go for quantity. They used to go for quality. We look for kathrat and they used to look for barakat. They used to abide by the commandments of Sharia and carry out the business ventures and the business activities, their financial activities. We also do the same. We also carry out our business activities. We also carry out our financial activities. But the difference is, those activities were with sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in accordance with Sharia, whatever Allah ta'ala had set permissible, they acted upon that. Whatever was prohibited, they stayed away from that. But unfortunately, we get into all those things which ma'adallah, Allah ta'ala has made forbidden for us. And we refrain from those things which are the correct methods, which are the right methods, those methods which we should be following upon. That's why they would be blessed with so much of barakat and blessings in their current income. But we experience lack of barakah, although our incomes are high. The time when we start following the sunnah of the Sahaba Ikram on how to do business, on how to trade, when we trade with truthfulness, when we trade according to Sharia, when we trade according to the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with our income, we will also earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will also see barakah in our sustenance, in our family, and in our souls. We will feel the peace and satisfaction in our hearts, inshaAllah azza wa jal. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was once organizing a military campaign, he sent for his companions to seek their financial support. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the first to come forward with help. He said to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have 4,000 dinars. I offer 2,000 as a gift to my Allah azza wa jal, and 2,000 I leave for my family. He sacrificed half of his wealth for the path of deen, for the path of Islam. Whenever Islam needed help, whenever there was need to spend money in the path of Islam, he never refused. He never stayed back. But unfortunately, how much do we bring towards the path of Islam? How much do we share towards the path of deen? How much do we give for Islamic causes? We spend so much on our personal expenses. We spend so much on our houses, on our luxury cars, on our good being in the world. But how much are we investing for our akhirah? How much are we caring regarding our permanent abode? We are worried about this temporary abode. Our permanent abode, our permanent destination holds something greater for us. But unfortunately, we are just concerned regarding the worldly luxuries. The Sahaba-e-Karam would invest here and they would expect the benefit in the akhirah, while we invest here to receive the benefit in this world only. Let's invest here for akhirah as well. Let's invest here in such a way that Allah Ta'ala can be happy. Let's spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Let's help in the path of deen. Then inshallah Ta'ala we will see this blessing in our life and in the akhirah as well. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the richest man amongst the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was never attached to his wealth, and he never allowed it to corrupt him. While nowadays, if someone gets very rich, if someone gets very wealthy, the wealth overpowers his mind, the wealth overpowers his heart, and unfortunately, he gets drowned in those worldly luxuries. We get drowned into those worldly fantasies, unfortunately. While the Sahaba of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever they attained wealth, whenever they became rich, whenever they saw so much of wealth, that did not affect the inner self. That did not affect the attitude. That did not affect their mindset. That did not affect their passion towards deen and towards sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whilst our situation is such that if we were towards deen, but after we encounter so much wealth, after seeing so much of money, we get away from deen. Well, this should not be done. In fact, we should be getting more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a gratefulness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon receiving so much of bounties. May Allah ta'ala grant us the sadaqah of the generosity of Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu's trading caravans continued to grow larger and larger, bringing to the people of Medina large quantities of commodities they needed and exporting whatever they had. Once he brought to Medina a huge caravan of 700 camels laden with plenty of goods, and they crowded the streets. There was so much shouting and excitement as people came out to witness the sight and see what goods and sustenance the caravan had brought. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not hesitate to distribute the whole wealth he brought to the people of Medina. Whatever goods came, whatever camels came, all loaded with goods, Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not hesitate. He did not take his hand back from spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He distributed the wealth amongst the people of Madinatul Munawwara. After the apparent demise of our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu took on the responsibility of looking after the needs of the mother of the believers, the Prophet's wives. He, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even performed hajj with them to ensure that all their needs were met. When a share of Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu's legacy reached Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that she was reminded of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying to her, no one will feel compassion towards you after I physically demise, except the patient and resolute ones. And it is no wonder that Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the 10 companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who were guaranteed paradise according to a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was amongst the Ashara Mubashara. He was amongst those companions who were given the glad tidings of Jannah, who were given the good news of Jannah. But even though they had the good news of Jannah, they had the promise from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that you will be going to Jannah. They knew that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has promised us Jannah. So we will definitely get Jannah. Allah ta'ala will definitely grant us Jannah. But still, this statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this good news given to them by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, did not keep such personalities back from performing good deeds. They still carried on. They would weep in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would not miss any chance of acting upon the sunnah of the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our situation is completely opposite. We tend to be so busy in the world. We tend to be so involved in the world that we forget what our basic necessities. We do not tend to physically stand the kalima, unfortunately. May Allah ta'ala grant us the sadaqah of such pious personalities, such as Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah ta'ala grant us this ability that how he would spend in the path of Allah ta'ala, we also spend in the path of Allah ta'ala. How he was ready to sacrifice his money, his time, his homeland for the sake of deen. May we also be able to do this. And this is the message of Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami gives you all these opportunities. Have Dawat-e-Islami. Have the madrasas of Dawat-e-Islami. Have the jami'at of Dawat-e-Islami. Have Madani channel. Your Madani channel. The walking, talking preacher of Islam. It is in every house, in every home. It is teaching you, your family, your children. It is teaching the kids, the elderly. It is a companion of everyone. So let's have this beautiful cause of deen. Let's have Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami doesn't charge you for anything. Dawat-e-Islami doesn't charge you for this Madani channel. Dawat-e-Islami doesn't charge you for the madrasas. It does not charge you for jami'at. But what it wants is your time and your donation. You donate in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Those who seek ilm-e-deen through Madani channel, you will get their thawab. You will also be attaining thawab. You will be rewarded for all that. And by this, we will also be acting upon the seerat of the Sahaba-e-Karam, the seerat of Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And likewise, Madani Qafila. Madani Qafila gives you the chance of traveling here and there to different places for the propagation of deen, to spread the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How they migrated from one place to another, how they traveled from one place to another. We also have this chance. Dawat-e-Islami has given us this opportunity to travel from one place to another for the rectification of ourselves and for the rectification of the entire ummah. Let's realize this. Dawat-e-Islami is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards us, which is granted to us by the wasila of a great wali of the century, none other than our Peer o Murshid, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Ziyai, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. May Allah ta'ala grant him a long life, a healthy life. May Allah ta'ala make us such that we follow his footsteps. We understand what he is trying to deliver to us, what his intentions for us are. What is his benefit? A whole organization is running. What is his benefit? His benefit is only this. His will, his intention is only this. That the youngsters, the people, all those who have gone astray from the sunnah methods of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam can come back on that line and can travel smoothly towards the direction of Jannah. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we understand the importance of Dawat-e-Islami, and may we follow the footsteps of Sahaba-e-Karam who will lead us to the footsteps of Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and ultimately getting to the result of pleasing Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and finally getting the closeness and the neighborhood of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we act upon whatever we heard, and may we seek Madani pearls for our rectification from the seerahs. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you Allah, guide us with those.